welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you? Oh, it's good to hear. Casey, you are loved.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
How is everybody today? I mean, seriously, take a good deep goddamn breath. Sometimes that ain't gonna do shit, but sometimes it does. Take a deep breath. You fucking take a deep breath. I'll do what I want. Only take a deep breath if you want. That's the type of person. I'd be the yoga instructor that would. I would just be like, if you want, just lay there. Maybe people just need to lay around each other and take a nap. Why they all got to stretch? Jesus. I know why, by the way. Yeah, there could be one new listener. Oh, because it helps with the... Hey, Jesus. Listen, I am having a great time. This is going to be a short opening. I'm in Atlanta, and I'm having a very good time. And last night I did a show at Overchill. You know why I did it, Ishmael? Because of your girlfriend, Yola. I hope I say her name right. She gave me Yola. Yola. There you go. No one could hold a grudge because I messed up the name a little. Yola, when I walked into the Laughing Skull on Wednesday night, she gave me a little care package. And there were Oreo cookies in there, double stuffed. And then there was like a red bulb. And there was some other stuff too, which I can't mention legally what it was. It was just, you know, I don't take that for granted. That was the sweetest thing. So that's why I did your show, Ishmael, over at Overchill, which I ended up having a great time. It was a lot of fun. It's a great crowd, good energy, above a cool coffee shop. So I got a few ideas for you, Ishmael. Call me. I'll tell you what you should do. But other than that, I'm having a good time in Atlanta. I mean, I love this place. I get here 2 days early because it's just fun here. It really is. All right, that's it. So here's part two. Aristotle, by the way, how are you?
Thanks for asking, Todd. I'm doing just fine.
Good to hear it. Have a nice day. After all that, have a nice day. All righty. Rolling the show.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
God damn it! We are on late night! And you know I love you guys, but what the fuck? We can't dilly-dally! Hey, that story that...
Wait, who am I in this bit? Am I me?
Yeah.
Oh, I am. Okay. Yeah, Jake asked me to tell the story about his dad. Nobody gives a fuck about your dad, Jake. No. The ratings are plummeting. Your dad was at the podcast festival. Nobody wants him around.
I'm sorry. We don't have to talk about it.
I know he listens to the podcast. I don't... You're telling these stories. This, that, you gotta give a shit.
I think people... I don't know. I think it's a good... I think people like it.
Oh, Andy,
like,
is it?
I don't know.
Really, Andy? I have the guy here from the guy who gives the numbers.
Hello? Hello? Yes.
He's on the phone. What are our numbers?
They're currently 36.3 on the down low, up on the Catskills. I have absolutely no idea in the high fives what's going on.
Okay, that's not good.
It's very, very bad. And quite frankly, we're hitting a brick wall every time we go past the Niners.
Can I tell you something? I'm being too George Carlin. That's why I love the word. This is the best. Sometimes I use the word George Carlin. I'm like, why did I use it? I overused it. This is primarily what I want it for. To George Carlin. It just happens. I started hating this bit because I was yelling in it, and I thought I was being meaner than I was being funny. So I just started hating it. But because I have an out, because I thought this through, just be honest. Don't stay in the bit and try to make pretend it's going well. I say go to this.
And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three.
Wow. This is a Purdue show, motherfuckers. That's why people, the ratings are so great, and this show's cheap to do. Walk right in, step right out, baby.
Do you want to lose your mind? Walk right in, step right out.
Maybe the devil wants to sing. What if he changes?
Head in, step right up. Daddy, let your hair hang low.
Boom, boom, boom. Now I'm in a good mood. Oh, so I hated doing that bit. And thank God I could throw to the song and get out of it. So let's fade this song out and talk to you. Do you want to hear a story about... And I want to say hello to somebody who's sitting in. What's your last name, George?
Hello.
Well, he's actually here, but he's using the phone, and I love that he wants to use it. So I'm going to act like for some reason he's here, but he's on the phone.
I'm calling him from the UK.
And you're sitting in with our podcast here. And say your name again.
My name is George.
Oh, hey, everybody, why don't we be polite and do an impersonation
of
George?
Extra British on
should
that.
We put it? We should do our impersonation for him?
It's just George.
Oh, jolly,
Forgive me.
Oh, everybody,
Can
I own the room with my interesting voice?
I'll bring you some tea at your podcast.
Everybody, I'm better than everybody. I've come to sit in on your podcast because I'm better than everybody. Hello, I'm George. I'm better than everybody. Dear God, my voice does mean I'm better.
I've got to tell you something. I'm not actually from the UK. It was just a voice I was putting on. I was doing a bit. That's all you need to know about that, all right?
Hey,
You like sing-alongs? Do you like sing-alongs?
Who doesn't like sing-alongs?
Everybody likes to sing-along. I know what people like. I finally have an easy one. Just let it... This is the theme to the show. I'm unveiling it tonight.
Oh, okay.
This is the new opening to the Todd Glass show. It's animated. It's thousands of people, doing jumping jacks while they sing. They all have cordless microphones. There's 7,000 people on a mountain. It's
seems expensive. It's
a cartoon. It's visual. And that's my point. It's theater of the mind.
Okay.
So they don't... You can have that big of a budget. I painted it. I painted the picture a lot cheaper. That's why Theater of the Mind is the next thing. And that's why people are getting nervous about my show, because I use Theater of the Mind and they don't have it. They got to actually pay for it if they're going to do it. Oh, fuck. I am fun. Well, I am. I'm not going to be afraid to admit it.
Did you hear the last part of that song?
No. Is it different?
Oh.
Pause. Did you do that on purpose?
No.
What do you mean?
I actually thought there was a different part, but then I edited it.
Because I thought you really sold that well, and I was like, Dad, play it more. People
you listen
like,
to the bridge. Yeah, you got to keep...
La la.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. Try to step away, asshole.
Part of our new progressive ad campaign where we have aggressive jingles. Can we play some of them? Yeah, thank you, by the way, for doing the voice for some of them. I really appreciate that.
Of course.
We have a very aggressive plan. We're running these ads. They're going to run in between commercials. They're 10-second ads. It's just thunder. And they've been working on it. Well, can I play some of the ones? We have two that were never played before.
Mm-hmm.
Play the one we have. It's the thunder, and it's you. Well, you'll hear it.
Do you want to save money on your insurance, Progressive?
I thought you were going to do one for the Todd Glass Show.
I thought it was a Progressive ad. I'm sorry.
Oh. By the way, it didn't even matter. I love that you committed to it, so I didn't even really mind. It was like, oh, he thinks it's an ad.
I thought it was a progressive ad. I mean, what I'm saying is that was a progressive ad that I did.
You did do a progressive ad?
Yeah.
Progressive or Progresso?
Progressive.
Progressive is the insurance.
Oh, Progresso. No, it was a combination of spaghetti and insurance ad. Is that what Progresso is?
It's soup. It's soup, insurance. Okay. That soup company did so well. They started an insurance company. Progresso Insurance. By the way, I do want to genuinely apologize. And hey, I'll tell you my who needs jokes? I want to apologize. Do you accept the apology? Can you just say it, please, into the phone? Because I know you like using the phone. Do you accept it?
Am I on?
Am I on?
Oh, is this the BBC?
Wicket.
Write to my solicitor immediately, and quite frankly, you can all go fuck yourselves.
I liked him.
He
was a good guy, right?
He's a good guy.
You're one of us.
Come on.
Am I on?
Listen, I hate to get social in the middle of the show. Got you. Do you want to hear? No, you know there was somebody. Come on, Todd. It's at midnight. You know what's great about the show that I love being in the late night arena? I almost feel bad because we can go as long as we want. We don't have restrictions of, it's like, hey, if you're feeling it, go.
Right.
Then there's someone at 3 in the morning and they're like, he's still fucking on. I'll go till 3 in the morning if I have nothing else to do. Why can't you have a show? Hey, if I got the last spot, if they'd let me just do as long as I wanted, I bet I'd keep people. I really think I would. If they go do 2 hours, I bet I could keep people. Better than if I did.
Like Don Barris.
Who's Don Barris? Get him on the phone. I'll take his job. Oh.
He closes at the Comedy Store every night and just as long as people will stay.
No. But I'm talking, by the way, I'm sure Don's done this because we've seen comedians do it and not do it. But I'm talking about I would only want to do it if, what was my scenario?
On late night?
Oh, on late night.
Just go
till 3 a.m.
Yeah.
No, I had no desire or they can't afford to. Wait, by the way, I might be talking because I'm high right now, but I also might not.
I like
so
this
me...
idea. Like, if you could track ratings in real time to the point that they're saying, well, why would we go to the other show? Because he's still killing. Let him go as long as like,
let him
the
go.
Other
could,
stuff.
Could you get yeah. the – could you – by giving you a show that could breathe that much – and by the way, this is underlined because I never want to sound – hey, when I have strong feelings about disagreements when you're trying to sell a show or something, I get that. But This is saying. Wait, what are we talking? What are we talking about?
The late night arena, I think.
Help me out a little more. Come on.
Having a show just
if
be
you
on
do,
for
you
as
could
long.
Just keep it going as long as you wanted to go.
Yeah. So when I'm very opinionated on something, I don't. But I'm with this. I'm not sure, but I think that I might be right. That I bet. It would do all right. That it would if they let you just say, well, let's see what'll happen. Because think of all the shit you could do. Like I'll sit here and do it this long because I stop when I'm not having fun.
Right.
And maybe people can spot that. If you're having fun, then you know, right? I'm like, and by the way, I always feel bad when I talk about this. When people that are listening go, what? This isn't good enough. Hey, yes, it is. But it would still be nice to take it to a bigger. That's all I'm talking
sure.
about. If it was anything other than this, no, I wouldn't want to do it. That was always my main goal, to try to fucking figure out how to do this. But yeah, I'm not going to lie. I would love if Netflix bought the pilot and we got to give it a shot at late night at Netflix with the pilot we shot. I mean, it's not a talk show. It has maybe a smidgen of elements of a talk show, but we shot it down there. We shot it right down there.
I mean, think of the numbers Netflix does every year at Christmas with the Burning Yule log. Honestly, people in huge numbers, they will crowd around their TVs and watch this log burning. You tell me they can't watch a radio set with this happening? Like,
by the way, it didn't even look like we shot a podcast. We had it downstairs. There was a VW in the set.
Yeah.
And there was a fire pit. Like literally you could go with a big flaming fire. Like there were things to do. It was like put comedians in a situation where we'll have things to do. Sometimes it's just sitting around a fire, just more of a straightforward interview. But still you're around a fucking fire. It's a really cool element.
Yeah.
And I do think it was a big deal. I don't think it was like, oh, we had a fire, haha, no. Fuck, think of the different things you're going to fucking get out of somebody sitting around a fire.
Yeah.
You can get past that you're around the fire. The whole joke isn't you're around a fire. That you move on from that and you just reap the benefits of having artists, musicians come on the podcast or the show, if it was a TV show. Now, instead of trying to compete, like Jimmy Fallon does it the best, I think, in Kimmel, like shooting those. We can't fake it. You know, when one of the cheaper shows tries to make it look big when the musicians come on, put them around a fire pit. How much cooler would it be? If any musician is coming on the show, they're going to be doing it around the fire pit with maybe bongos.
Wait, you actually shot something that was all fire pit based? Because
No.
This is a thing. This is a different pitch now that I think has legs. The entire show is fire pit. Whether it's comics, whether it's musicians, everybody's around a fire.
Can I tell you something? Isn't it funny how you might be right? That might be the simpler pitch.
I would watch
pitch.
That. I would watch that.
Because I'll tell you what it would be. If I had to simplify it like that, it's a fire pit, and behind it, because we had this in it, but it's getting rid of a lot of other stuff maybe. Although, still, if you saw it, you'd be like, there can be other elements. Basically, if it was a fire pit, when we had a VW van behind it, and I like that because it lets you do bits if you want to, it also can just be there.
Yeah.
It all can just be there, just as the backdrop. But I love the idea of opening the door, shutting the door. But the fire pit and the van is one of the biggest parts of the show. You're right. There's also a place we can run over if you want to sing and, you know, and do a bit like the bands. Yeah, it could be off there. It doesn't have, or it could be in the van. You could figure out a way, because you're right. The guts of the show would be like just, that is a big part of the show. That's the fire pit, and backdrop is a minivan, a VW van.
Todd's Fire Pit as the name
of
the thing.
I know, you might be right.
Todd's Fire Pit.
What if we repackage the whole show?
Repackage
Todd's Fire Pit.
The entire show, Todd's Fire Pit.
Wow. You know what?
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Hello. I don't have my head.
Honestly, I would watch every episode of Todd's Fire Pit. There's no way I wouldn't miss that.
But I don't know about the 2
no
hours.
No additional lighting. The fire provides all the lighting.
Can I tell
the
you
cameras
something?
Are placed well.
There is a way to do it where I was really impressed with the way they did it. And by the way, I think if I had a show like took what I do here or just even the simpler version of the fire pit with the VW behind it, that's the guts of the show right there, even if it went to that, which is changing a little bit. I do believe that I hate when I get lost.
Also, imagine you have like a great singer-songwriter, like Rhett Miller is there with you. He plays a song, but halfway through, someone could just call him out for being the asshole who plays a song at the fire pit. Like,
oh, there's a million bits you could do. Like Eddie Pepitone. By the way, in the pilot, Eddie Pepitone was in the VW, and it was hilarious. But the point being is that the two-hour thing, I don't know about. That was sort of just going, wonder what would happen if you let someone, late at night, how would it be? And it might not work. They might have tried it. They might have. But this would work, is what I'm saying. The other thing I'm not positive about.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Todd's Fire Pit, guys. I'm saying
Well, you know what else I wanted to do? I wanted to do just camping with Todd. I thought it would have been a great show, and you take people.
Yeah.
And, you know, the way I wanted to do it was, to me, it's always easier to explain what I would want someone to say if they did my show. You know what I mean? Like, if someone did my show and everything went right, here's what I want them to say. Hey, I did that Todd Glass camping with Todd. Oh, yeah, they don't make you do your tent. If you don't want to do it, you do it. I didn't set mine up. I slept in the RV. You're not trying to, oh, look at them, and they're... Look, you want to get them in the fire pit. It is in the middle of nowhere, and you are at a fire pit, and you're camping.
Yeah.
Make life easy for them. Go, oh, no, they had someone there cooking, like, steaks and stuff. They had a separate... Yeah, that's what... It was fucking actually really relaxing. Nobody wants to go dig and set up their own tent. Don't make them.
Right, right, right.
Because even if you don't get that part, which some people that would produce the show wrongly would go, oh, that's going to be the whole thing. I can't set my tent up. No. If you create the perfect atmosphere for them, they just step in, you get them out of the... You still don't have your TVs. Guess what? Even if you throw some amenities in there, and people do it all the time, they park RVs on sites, you still are around a fire pit, and there's no one fucking street light, and there's no cell phones, and there's no TV, and it's special. So that cat that could be captured and still getting up in the morning, and they go, oh yeah, when you got up in the morning, I want people to go, they made you like cool breakfast. All you have to do is bring a food truck onto the site. If you had money, you had a show, that's what you do. You'd get the site next to you, you'd bring a food truck, and that would be preparing all the food.
It's a good idea. I mean, I'm biased.
Will you buy it? I'll give you $50 for it. I'll take $50 for it. I'll tell you a story about onion rings. So do you want to hear a story about Susie?
Yeah, what happened to Susie?
Well,
game time.
I got a story about Susie.
With a party in the back of Ed's Cafe. There was dancing and drinking. Most everyone was gay.
The old way.
That no one knew passed out some cigarettes. Guaranteed we'd get a thrill. A thrill we've never met. Some said yes and some said no. Susie said she would. They agreed that
jazz
anyone
cigarettes
would get a kick. They knew that she would. The gang all laughed. How brave she was. Yeah. Susie said yes. At first, like it was all in fun. But then Susie wouldn't quit. She had to be among that crowd. So she took another puff. But this was only cigarettes.
Wow.
She wanted other stuff.
Wow.
The stranger knew of something else. Stuff that's hard to get. Susie said she'd try it. 'Cause there's nothing stopped her yet. The sweetest girl I ever knew. I slowly watched her fall. Every drug known to man, she now knew them all.
That's the way it happens.
Ooh, every single, every friend. Drug.
Andy, this is what happens. Okay. And now I play this for the listeners, so I want people to be stay away from this stuff. Right. This is what actually happens.
The seventh heaven. Now
let me ask you, between that and the seventh heaven thing, Jesus Christ, what did this ever, like, was this, what is this song for real? Like, is this, what is this story supposed to scare people? Like, about, I'm serious. Is that a weird question, or is this song a joke and I'm making a fool of myself?
I was to say, what's the possibilities if you just smoke one cigarette? You know, you can have all these drugs after.
It is a negative. It's trying to paint drugs in a negative.
Gateway, yeah, yeah.
And by the way, even if you, here's the best you could say about this. Let's say we decide drugs are bad, and I think most people, whatever. But you can move past it. That's not even the issue. If everyone agreed that yes, they are, we should have PSAs because not that, not that you can't get people to stop doing something with bullshit and lying to them. That's what we try to make it fluffy. It's not. It's serious and it sucks and it's an addiction and you got to fucking, you can't go, there was a girl named Susie. If someone back then was addicted to fucking liquor because they had so much pain when this song would probably be used and they're just drinking everything away and they hear this song, they're going to go, oh my God, I'm turning into Susie. Like, you know, no little kid's going, I don't want to be like Susie. You smoke one cigarette and then you become a crack whore. They really over-dramatize it a little bit. I don't. Am I making sense?
No, yeah, because did anybody ever do any studies that showed that one of these things could stop someone from abusing a substance? Like, no, they just assumed you could write a novelty song, and then it's going to make somebody be like, oh, I should get my shit together.
Yeah, no therapist would go, and this song is actually
good. It's
going
to work. It's doing
even back then, I bet there were therapists going like, this is fucking going to help, because they knew the real problem with the addiction. Yeah, old Susie. They don't mention that Susie... few other things.
A few other things out of Susie.
A bachelor till he's 80.
You know, Todd, everybody has a Susie.
You know, you're right. I never told you about my friend, Vinny Piscatelli. Why not use a real name? One day, me and Vinny, we were out about the town, and we were just two youngins. I was 8 years old, and he was four. But we were best friends now. All right. Anyway, I was 9 years old, and Vinny was 10. And Vinny said, "Boy, Todd, I'd like some gum." And I said, "But Vinny, I don't have any money." And I watched him take that piece of gum and put it right in his pants and chew it outside like he had done nothing wrong. The next day, he was sucking dick behind the local thrift shop, getting paid to do disgusting things with sick people in the neighborhood. He ended up... I can't even do it because it's so ridiculous. But maybe I went a little crazy. Do we have to edit this?
Can I tell you a story?
Everybody has a Susie. I thought mine was going in a good direction.
I think everybody has a Susie. I think there's another Susie story coming up here.
Sure do. You know, I was 16 years old living in Arkansas, Missouri.
Wow.
That's right. And I was with my 18-year-old stepsister, Barbie Ann. Me and Barbie Ann, we were just hanging out, and man, Barbie Ann wanted to try a chicken wing, and I said, "Oh, I don't think that's good for you." She said, no, it'll be fine. Let me just try it. You know, it's just one bite. She ate that chicken wing. And when she ate it, you know what happened?
What
happened?
Well, nothing. Nothing happened.
Oh.
But then, the next day.
Well, what happened the next day?
Still
I knew
melted.
Something was going to happen. Even when you said nothing happened, I thought it maybe then, but something did happen. I knew it. And now it's proof of it, by the way you're taking the story. So what were you saying?
Well, then the next day, little old Susie from Arkansas, you know, she sure did. She got real fat.
Oh. Are we going to have to edit Aristotle?
You know, I don't remember the story that well, to be frank. And I don't think that, you know, exactly it followed the same thing you guys were talking about. But I do think that I did remember Susie.
Everybody has a Susie.
Now, you know what?
Who said that? Oh.
That song you just sang reminds me of a tale about a youngster named Martha Betty Lou.
Wow.
Yeah, she was 7 years old. And she was quite a fan of board games. And I remember we would spend many an afternoon whiling away the hours whilst it was raining outside and pitter-patter of the raindrops on that tin roof. And we would
and did
play
something bad happen to her?
Every manner of board game. Sorry. Hungry Hippos. We play Monopoly. I remember there was one fateful afternoon we were playing a game of Monopoly.
Wow.
Came to her turn. She didn't have enough money to purchase a property on Ventnor Place.
Come on.
Well, what did she do?
Whoa.
She lied. She said she had $50 more than she had, and no one was paying attention. She took that property. It was not hers. The game continued unabated as if nothing had happened. Now, you want to know what happened that next day?
What happened to her? Did things go terribly wrong?
She joined the Islamic State of Iran and Syria. You may know
what?
It as ISIS.
Shut
yes.
up.
Avowed terrorist organization ISIS. She joined forces with them and committed her life to bringing down the infidels of the West.
Wow. Can I tell you I have another Susie story?
Yeah.
A friend of mine took a piece of candy at Whole Foods. One piece of candy. The next day, the doctors told him he'd have to have his legs and arms amputated and live with being pulled around on a skateboard because of... I don't know. I don't like this one.
We all know
we're editing that out. We're going to go back. Is that okay?
I reckon
sorry.
That if I
I'm
kept,
sorry. Hold on.
If I kept my story
hold
in,
on,
that should
on.
Stay as
no,
well.
No, you motherfucker. Now I got to leave it. You're right. Jake is right.
I reckon that, you know, everybody's way, Susie's story is different.
To George Carlin, I was going to want to edit out. It just got a little too vile. But you know what? All you can do is at least realize that I can't understand what the specifics why, but it seemed to be going down. But then Jake goes, "Way, well, if we're airing mine, you got to air." And, you know, do you have a Susie story? Are you calling in? By the way, I love that George is here, but he loves the phone so much. To George Carlin, he's using the phone, even though he could use the microphone.
Delay.
Oh, you're in the room, but you're on the phone. That's because you wanted to be on the phone. So he's to George Carlin, he's in the room
walking
on the phone.
That's a different podcast.
What about your Susie story?
Hello?
What about hello?
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 Am I on?
You're on.
Am
yeah.
I on? Bill?
Am I on? Hello, everybody. Good day.
Did this signal get across the pond or not?
Is Pippi Longstock here?
Can you hear
hello.
Me?
Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim churu. Chim 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 chiminy, chim churu. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim churu.
Chim chiminy,
chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim churu. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim.
Jim, well, I once knew a young boy called Chud Scupperman. And, well, Chud and I used to hang out in the sweet Appalachian Mountains of New York State.
Wow.
We used to sleep with our brothers or sisters or mothers or cousins or fathers or husbands and even the cat once, but something to do because we didn't have any board games out there up in the wild mountains. And, well... Chud got addicted to eating cat food. I don't know where, don't know why the accent's gone there, but if we were—I was a child of incest. What do you want from me? Chud got addicted to eating cat food, and it was very upsetting.
And then what happened once he got addicted to eating cat food? Did it take a sudden turn in a bad, worse direction?
It did.
What happened?
He got hit by a car.
Shut up! It has to have something to do with him eating the cat food.
No.
That, by the way, the thing that I... Oh, that's how they're supposed to work with the others. Hey, Susie got to a party, and then she smoked a cigarette, and then, like, you know what? Stop it already. Not everybody that smokes a cigarette ends up, you know, like Susie. I'm so fucking tired of hearing about Susie. It's starting to piss me off.
I know a Susie.
You do?
I think there's another Susie in the room. Is there another Susie here?
He'll use his. I love this background music. I'm going to turn it up. Because I can. It's my show, assholes.
Well, back when I was in the fourth grade.
Now I want to give you some specifics.
Okay.
So is this story going to be the type where somebody did something trivial, but then their life took a sudden turn for the worst?
Isn't all stories that story?
Thank you.
So the year was 1996, and I was hanging out with my best friend, Patrick Fudge. We were hanging out by the candy bars. I mean, handlebars. I mean, we were in the jungle gym. Mm. And,
A fun little banter.
My little Susie by the name of Miss Rachel Chasputin came my way.
Wow, I can picture her.
And let me just tell you,
I'm still picturing her.
She had bruises on her arm.
Come on, is this nice? Because I already have editing to do.
I can make it nice.
Yeah, make it nice, of course. All right. Why would you make a bit anything but nice?
Well, because...
I mean, you don't want to make it like we're... And then the guy took out a chain, started slicing everybody in half. No, I don't want a bit to go that crazy.
No, the bruises were from... she had jumped in a patch of strawberries the day before, and some had let bruises on her.
Yeah, okay. Well, why don't you make that more clear up front?
All right. she was masturbating in the strawberry field. I do want to
All right, I don't give
that.
A shit. It's a silly fine. Story. Maybe that's her fantasy. I don't
Human
judge people.
Development.
I don't
a
judge
normal
people.
Process.
Yeah. I don't judge people. I'm sick of it. I don't care what it is.
Come Halloween time, those bruises hadn't gone away. And
right.
I guess she just jumps in strawberries every day. That's my story.
We all have a Susie.
Everybody's got a Susie. Oh, Susie. All right, pause it out. Wow. Let's just take, you know what, the best thing you could remember to do on a show like this? Take a deep breath. Everybody come in. Pull yourself in. Wow. Pull yourself in. Yeah. By the way, I have an ADD thing with that. Pull yourself in. Turn yourself. Turn.
Oh, with getting me lined up with you?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Mm. I like to be sitting askance to the table I'm in front of.
I bet you if we take four deep breaths together, how just of a better place we'll be in together.
Yeah, ready?
Ready?
Oh, you shouldn't. Okay, let me try it again. I feel like I ruined it. By the way, Aristotle hits me. No, seriously. I never wanted to say it. What if there was like some weird thing people found out? Did you hear about Aristotle? He hits Todd Glass. There's a video camera behind the meltdown. And he's like, you dumb fuck. You think you're anything without me? Oh, it's hard to watch. And Todd cowers. He's like, I'm sorry, Aristotle. I don't like this bit
his
either.
Poor hand.
He's what?
His poor hand.
His poor hand. What does that mean?
From hitting you.
Hard.
It's oh. Oh, my God.
What about your dad? No, I'll take it. It's a news story for me right now. I need something. I gotta do a professional job. Is everybody all right? You all seem like you're. Guys, keep it nice. Keep it nice. Pot. Everybody's got it. I like to sing songs people like. This is why this show keeps the interest of people. I know what to play.
We're in the late night.
La, 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 hot, give us some.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show, everybody, taking you through the night. We don't leave you off where the other shows leave you off. I guess they're tired. They have somewhere else to be. Tonight, I would imagine the mood I'm in, we're going to be together for about 3 hours. And when I'm not feeling it, we'll end it. But last night, we went 2.5. I feel like a 3.5-hour show on me tonight. I got so much shit to talk about. I'm bursting. And guess who my guest is? Tonight, my guest, ladies and gentlemen, is Andy Wood. Andy Wood is here. By the way, that would be a good opening to a show. Who was that person you just went, hey, is that one of your characters you did?
Hey, it's one of my characters.
I love it.
I've got two characters. One of them's from New York. The other one's a southerner.
Let me hear the New York one.
Hey.
Hey. All right, listen. Fade it out. My guest is Andy Wood. I said Woods once. I apologized. I sent you a very sincere letter.
I get it. Yeah.
I sent you a very sincere letter. Pot, get it while it's hot. I ad lib. Who gives a shit?
From America's Pot Board?
Yes.
What if the pot legalization leads to like Got Milk style ads?
I would love it. Why not? Hey, by the way, some of them still work. I think they're out there already, if you think about it.
But I mean,
that Got Milk ad, tell me that, you know.
Right.
What
right.
could be more directed towards people that
cereal,
are high?
Cereal for adults, yeah.
With chocolate, just, oh, that ad with the thick, gushy, oh, such a gushy. That's right, I said it. You got a problem, call my mom.
What do you think about what pot humor is now that it's commonplace and... it's not that funny to just point out that like munchies happen, you know? Like,
yes,
you know what I mean. Like, Cheech and Chong couldn't exist now. Like, yeah, we smoke pot. We know, like, it's not that crazy that we're like, I can't believe they're talking about how you get hungry when you
right.
I don't know where I was going with that, but you know what I mean. Like, now that it's mainstream, it's not like it's not subversive to do jokes about how it's.
What are we talking?
Or
about?
Is it? I don't know.
No, what are we talking about? Why can't you have that type of humor on?
No, I'm not saying I wish we had more of it. I'm saying like that what was subversive 30, 40 years ago because it was about this thing that was still like underground. Now that pot is mainstream, you know, pot humor is not that funny anymore, basically. Or I mean, it takes more. You can't just be like, oh, I'm hungry.
I think that's what I was doing. Oh my God! I have a horrible show. Oh my God! It's Andy that made me realize it. That's the story I tell. Andy's like, you can't just go. Oh, I'm so hungry. I want some chocolate.
Todd,
can I tell you something?
Todd, we all have a Susie. My Susie is a gentleman named Todd Glass. Well, I knew a comedian. He went by the name of Toddathan Glass,
and he just started talking about how chewy cookies were.
He loved that marijuana. He had a podcast about it,
He thought it was funny to talk to his listeners about how smoking that pot would make him want to eat things he wouldn't normally eat. And you know what happened?
What?
He sold a show to Netflix called Todd's Fire Pit, number one rated show of all time.
So that's a good thing.
Kind of is, now that I think about it. I was starting off this as a cautionary tale, but the more I think about it, it's almost an encouragement to the youth of today to start smoking pot and making jokes about it, because sometimes a person ends up selling a hit television program based on that very premise. So I almost feel like it didn't justify this accent or this bed music.
It's fine. I like the accent and the music. I'll take it all. I'll take the whole package. People can bring it down in post if they want. A lot of people have the ability. A lot of our listeners take all the music out of the show. They don't think we need it. So they just listen to the straight interview.
Because you put it out in like multi-track form, so they can like mix it at home.
I want to be a stupid person and you agree with everything I say. you just really, I don't know, you're just...
So it's like the same way that Schrodinger had this theorem about how a cat was... Wait, which one am I? I'm sorry.
You're the guy that's agreeing with everything I say.
Okay,
to the point of ridiculousness. Like, past the point of any character we've ever seen on television. Yes, yeah. Because here's what I thought about. I'm trying to put this show together on the road where I travel with a band, like a two-piece. And I'm starting to do it. I'm starting to put a little more time into it in every venue. And I'm really enjoying it. And then trying to, then after January, tour with, I think I can figure out how to do this. And the bit with the drummer, I wanted to have a drummer that no matter what I say, he agrees with me.
That's exactly what I
mean. Just to the
point
of 900 billion times past anything you've ever, he's like, exactly, right. You know, it's a parody of what has been done over the years, but you just take it down the nth degree. Like, he is just, picture Eddie Pepitone being the band leader. Right? How fucking funny would that be? I go, sometimes I feel like fucking with these hotel sheets. Why aren't they clean? And picture
these are the worst. Yeah. These hotel sheets.
I'm already manic. Can you imagine having... I would love to have Eddie back up anything I felt.
Just as your hype man?
As my hype. No. He sell... Because you know what? I would never make him say anything that wasn't right. He would just sell it differently. But it could be absurd. It could be absurd. Like, I got caught eating the bins out of the candy. Yeah, it could also go absurd, but it could go social too. But I could go... Yeah, I got caught eating out of the bins. I was eating, like, you know, a handful of cookies at the Whole Foods, and the guy told me not to do it. Like, that's wrong. And then,
why shouldn't you be allowed to eat whatever you want? You're in the Whole Foods. The candy's there for you to eat, for you to enjoy, and you're telling
thank
me
you.
I can't.
So I'm not crazy, right?
Of course you're not crazy.
I go in there, the guy's like, get your hand out of there.
What are
I'm
you
fucking
talking
hungry.
About? This is a customer. This is a potential customer.
And you would
customer.
Tell me if I
you're
was being ridiculous.
Off by telling me I shouldn't be in here eating your candy
thank
that you.
You
put out in bins. There's no locks on those
I thought
bins.
Maybe
there's
I was crazy.
Security person. They're inviting you to come eat their food.
Thank you. I thought maybe I was crazy. So it's all right.
No,
it's
of course. Jesus, who looks at those bins and does anything except dig their fist in there and eat some of that?
So I burnt the place down and now they're all mad at
as
me.
As you should, of course. How else are they going to... If you don't burn their place down, other grocery stores aren't going to learn their lesson. They're going to hear, oh, guess what happens if you don't let someone eat out of the bin? They're going to burn your fucking store down. This is a... TVMA.
So it was my dog's birthday last night, so I didn't have anything to buy it, so I fucked it.
Well, who doesn't fuck their dog? I mean, come on, it's been sitting there. You've been providing a shelter and food for it for its entire life. You tell me this dog owes you nothing? This dog is allowed to not even care about your own sexual satisfaction as a human.
That's why I eat my dog out, because I love it.
Yeah, thank you.
Am I crazy? Tell me if I'm crazy.
And tell me the dog doesn't like it. I can see that smile on its face. I can see. Listen, they can't control that tail. It goes off on its own when they're happy. And it's fucking going like crazy, knocking lamps off of shelves and shit from how much this dog loves having to eat its fucking bitch pussy. And by bitch, I mean a female dog, as your listeners
know.
I know,
no.
It's the correct terminology.
All right, well, listen, let's start the show. And it's always good to run it by. Give me a little bouncy beat. You're my band guy. Thank you.
Hey.
Thank you, Eddie.
Hey,
Eddie would be my guy.
Time for the song.
But let me tell you something.
I'm the sidekick, gonna agree with your shit, cause your shit's always right.
Let me tell you something about Eddie Pepitone. This is why I don't think it's disrespectful. Because I always think, like, I don't say it like, oh, I'll be, if I had a show, how I'd want to use Eddie. Hopefully, if he had a show, he'd use me. It's not a matter of thinking who would be able to help. I'm saying if I was in a position where I could do have a show and pick, oh, you're damn fucking right he'd be in it, because... Why wouldn't you want to give to the world what you think is the funniest fucking thing on the planet? So if you had a show, why wouldn't you want that on there? And I'd milk the fuck out of it. I would have him doing so many goddamn bits that if he walked, I'd be fucked on my show. because he's great.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
does everything great, and I and he can go so many places that are like, you know, they're all there's so many levels. There really are, even though obviously there's the yelling, but there's so fucking just, much more.
Like when you really get into Eddie Pepitone, though, and you realize how much more there is than the yelling.
There's,
like,
there's more than there is.
Of course,
if you put it
course.
In perspective. But hey, by the way,
I never even knew
that's a great part of it. Let me tell you something. I also love that. Wow, because when he yells, it's like nobody else.
Right.
Wow.
But
fucking
also
feeds my soul.
He's well read. Like I never the Fuck first him. Time I heard of the Bhagavad Gita was through Eddie Pepitone's stand up.
I heard about what?
The Bhagavad Gita, which
what is
this
that?
It's a famous old text. It's like a I don't actually know. Isn't it it's Sanskrit, right? Like what's the Bhagavad Gita? Like it's like
is a Jewish dance with people like
no. It's a
he's talking about the Havanagila?
Play Havanagila.
Oh my god,
maybe,
I'm
maybe
so
that's
embarrassed.
What he wants.
I want to seem like an intellectual.
Maybe he just wants us to play Havanagila.
I don't actually know what
no,
the fuck
he could. Sometimes people tell a story, they don't know how to say, hey, could you play Havanagila? They don't know if you have it, but I think he's trying to tell us he'd like us to play Havanagila or something like that. I don't really understand, but I guess we'll just do whatever he wants. I'm not going to in the position
two,
to try to
one,
bar.
Two,
you know, if
three.
He wants to hear Havanagila, the audience will probably enjoy
one,
hearing
two,
it too.
And a one,
I don't really
two,
give a
three.
Shit. I mean, let people play Havanagila. Hava, Oya la gada. Andy. Andy, oh, 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 Andy, oh, 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 Andy, oh, 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 Andy Wood.
Hey, 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 hey.
Andy, Andy, oh, oh, Andy Wood. Look at him, look at him, look at him, look at him. Hey, hey.
He can do it, he can do it, he can do it.
Andy Wood, Andy, Andy Wood, Andy, Andy Wood. Hey, 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 Andy, Andy Wood. Andy, oh, oh, Andy, oh, 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 Andy Wood. I got the bridge down. He helps with the podcast festival. Andy Wood. He's here on the show. Andy. Andy. Can you do another dance? Hey! 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 La 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 la. Andy Wood. Andy. Andy. Andy Wood. Take it home.
So how's your mother? You think it's funny? I'm a fucking serious journalist. I'll fuck around.
I love that instead of enjoying, for the first half of that, I was still in my head about trying to prove I wasn't dumb and that I could say what the Bhagavad Gita is.
By the way, I could tell.
As if everyone can't Google it themselves at home. Of course, they fucking know what it is by now if they want to know.
Well, what was the thing you were checking?
The thing that Pepitone, the first time I heard this thing mentioned, it's
oh.
this famous Sanskrit text. I still don't know exactly
oh,
what it is.
Oh, it's sandstone or something.
Sure. Yeah,
I don't know what
yeah,
that means
yeah.
either, and I keep forgetting to ask somebody. Isn't that funny? I never knew what the dark, what's it called? It's the part of the web that's the dark part. It's
the dark web.
What does that
his
mean?
New bit,
what is
goes,
that? What
I
is...
can't go to bed, Dolores. I'm on the dark web.
I didn't know what it meant at first, but I still loved it. Because I go, what's that mean? And Steve Fine Arts told me.
I still don't quite get what that means.
It's where there's bad.
Just bad things happening?
Yeah, yes. Yeah,
just trading things illegally means
yes,
you're on
yes,
the dark
yes.
web.
You, wherever, yeah. It's... I never knew it existed.
I want to sound smart, but I'm not that smart.
What do you mean you're not
that's
smart?
That's my biggest... No, but that's, you know... I
you're,
don't wanna...
you're brilliant, and also you just... who wants to think they learned everything? You know, it's good to... It's not that important of a thing. Can you imagine making fun of you? I can't believe Andy didn't know what the dorm boy was. Jesus
dark
Christ,
web.
I mean, come on. I like my laugh so much. No, mine's worse. That's how I laugh. No, that's not doing it good enough. Here's how I laugh. No, no, I'm like... That sounds tame. No, I go... No, it's not loud enough. See how I own it? See, because if you act like you, that's not loud enough, then it looks like you, for the bit, by the way, I'm not having a nervous breakdown.
Of course.
I like when everyone in the room looks like they're backing up slowly.
this.
Jesus. What? People at home, well, you're all like, okay, Todd's having a nervous breakdown. Aristotle, get the fire extinguisher. And tell George to go jolly alley el. And maybe we can divert everybody. Listen.
Wow, okay, we're good. We're going to go in for the close. That means about 45 minutes.
Okay. This is a double show. Where did we break it in half? I wonder where we did. You think it's hard for Aristotle to decide. Now, people know where it was broken in half because we're on the other side of it. Where do you think he broke it? Right there? That would mean the second part was only 45 minutes. I better take back down that jingle. Play it backwards. Oh. A person of profession, back. A person that knows chimes, we go, he played it backwards. Sure we do. We're not going to rip off our listeners. This is a real show. You know what I love? I would have a robot on my show. It was called the Mitch Hedberg robot, and he would come out all the time.
My manager's cool. He gets concerned. He says, Mitch, don't use liquor as a crutch. I can't use liquor as a crutch because a crutch helps me walk.
And then I would ask the questions. I would go, I know we're using the same two. It doesn't matter. You get the gist of it. Well, here's what I would do if I had a, you know, late night. I could do it here, but I'm just saying it's a late night show. You could have a robot. That's why partly I want to have some video in the show soon. But you could just have the robot come out. You ask the questions. You go, so how are you today, Mitch?
I had a paper route when I was a kid.
You're not really listening.
I was a paper boy. I was supposed to go to 2,000 houses or 2 dumpsters.
It's so funny. I couldn't stay in the bed.
See, he had great. Oh, fuck. A lot of his jokes were so great. One I didn't like. And I always told him, well, I'm investigative. All right, so everything's fine. We're good. And let me just take a second here to make sure we got through to everything.
Can I ask how many jokes Hedberg Bot has in his arsenal about?
Wow, I don't know, but that's a good question. Could you find that out?
Sure can.
Get on it, Jake!
I mean, I'm just saying like a ballpark. So if I throw to a known...
get on it, Jake. No, it's so...
If I ask you, do you like to play tennis... Mitch Hedberg Bot, if I ask you if you like tennis, would you have a response to that or not?
Do I like to play tennis?
No, with the Mitch Hedberg Bot. I don't know what this thing is that you have. I don't know.
Troy took somehow you take it and you type it in to this thing, and because it's a computer, it can type in, it types
right,
out.
Okay.
So we have some of them. We should get all of them. We did. We probably just have to find them because we have like hundreds of them with that, but we have few that we put on the board, so the other ones aren't on the board. It's the type of thing when the show wasn't going on, we could go get some more. But
no, so if you were to ask me if I like tennis,
do you like tennis?
I like tennis. No matter. No, fuck. I'm not gonna do this. This is
no.
Awful.
You can
no,
do
no,
it.
No.
Is it bad? Is it not? Is it mean towards a group of people?
No, I was gonna do a Hedberg joke, but it's in a shitty robot voice where it's better to have it be the fucking robot.
You know what? I tell you what I'd like to do. I tell you what I'd like to do as a treat. And I don't do this voice I'm about to give a lot of people. So don't. You can do it with this.
Hey, do you like tennis?
No matter how good at tennis you get, you'll never be as good as a wall. I played a wall once. That fucker was relentless.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show, asshole.
The Todd Glass Show will be right back. Tonight, our guest is the always funny, always talented Andy Wood.
Hello, hello.
Sitting in from England off the Worcestershire Turler. People aren't listening. Is George. Goodie-o.
What's this?
Hello, my own.
Oh, he's back. Oh, he's here.
Am I on?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, is this him? Hello. Is the Queen in?
No,
hello, is the Queen in?
Hello?
Oh, am I better than everybody?
I have been known to be quite better than everyone else, yes.
Are you the Queen?
I am known to be the Queen.
Jolly old.
Philip?
What's everybody having? Are you putting?
Philip, is that you?
All right, let's move on. Wow. I'm silly. I'm not afraid like the other shows. That's why they're so nervous.
They're scared of you entering the late night arena. This arena of late night.
Well, wait till you see. You think it's good tonight? It's only going to get better.
This is a demo.
Well, it's a demo. This show's more of a demo, I should say. I know what people like to hear. I know how we're closing. I know how to close the show. I do what I fucking want. And that's the type of ship I fucking run. What? Oh, no. I meant it like as a joke. I can't believe that's how they quickly take your license away. My favorite bit, and I got tweeted it to do it. Use that as a bailout jingle. By the way, you want to be inspired?
Of course.
You're going to do it, and you're going to be glad. It's just one of those things that just warms your heart. It's I was researching songs for the show. You know, it's like there's a backstory.
Ooh, I can research songs.
I've got Apple Music.
You guys are making way
too much, time.
Free subscription. It's
going to
come up in the days. I got
to
decide if I'm going to pay the $15 a month so I can pick songs in an unlimited fashion.
I don't search. I research.
You're overreacting.
I'm deciding that I want on-demand music.
You know what, the three of you? You're embarrassing yourself. Four of you.
I'm a professor of YouTube.
$400 for the intro class on how to research.
I don't have to worry about how many gigs a month.
Shit, like as if just something's going on there. Like walking in with your vinyl records.
Well, it seems like the rest of these guys stopped. You don't have to keep going.
Investigating and seeing what all the music is about. I mean,
everybody here in the studio is in a good place with it. I don't think you need to. Okay, I don't think you're. I think we. I think you guys are blowing this out of proportion. I think he got you started up again. And I don't think it. No. What did I say that was such a big deal?
When did
I
even
I did not say. I did not.
Look at my lab coat because I'm a researcher.
It's all tone. I didn't say it with the tone.
Peer to peer.
Would you like me to operate on your.
Look at what I can do. Music. I can do my research at home
because I can research how to do that.
Ooh, listen to me. I got my own show on the Nerdist Network where I can talk about whatever I want
that you want to know. Well, I can do that because I can research.
If I have a whim about a song, I can look up that song and play it.
Anybody can do research. Anybody can do research. I'm basically talking about using Google. I'm basically talking about using Google.
I'm basically
broadband internet in my home.
You know what? You guys are looking at
every device
I
have.
I'm basically a brilliant neuroscientist because I am a researcher. Boo! Yeah, look at my lab coat. Come to my research class. You can sign up.
All right, everybody.
And I offer classes in how to research. I'm a professor.
Oh, did everyone have their turn? Oh, because Todd wants to show off how he can look up songs using whatever piece of
Are you serious? Anybody could look up a song. Anybody could look up a song. You guys are blowing this way out of proportion. You're blowing this out of proportion.
I know somebody.
Oh, this is embarrassing.
Because I can research.
Whenever I want them to show them to anybody.
Well, you guys are blowing this out of proportion.
I can look it up right now. I can look up any song at all. Look at me. I and I on my spectacles and my lab
guys,
and go do some studies on musicology.
I was just
going to
suggest that people.
Ooh, some people call me a meta-analysis.
You guys are being absurd.
Pieces of audio that are arranged in rhythmic and melodic forms to create.
It's not that big of a deal.
Academic disciplines of dissertation.
Oh, I'm going to go find some new songs. Any medium.
Are you shitting me? All I said was I was going to tell people to watch a YouTube video, and I was trying to explain how I ended up not really researching. I was saying tongue in cheek. I was saying
the references in which that you need to
the correlation
of regression and analysis.
Listenable to the end person, but
research. Wow, I can put things in Google.
He's being like a jerk, to be honest. No, Aristotle, I just said I did research for it was overusing the term, meaning it was a video I wanted everybody to listen to, and I was trying to explain how I came across it on YouTube. It's not like research, like I'm saying I'm a brain surgeon.
Oh, look at me.
No, I was
Could
saying that as an
scrub
example.
Me up, nurse? My oh, hands and arms
now you're
have
taking
to be
things
clean
out of context.
I'm going to be
penetrating
the door of because I'm about to dig into this research.
You're taking it out of context.
Quantitative research. Applied research. Qualitative research. Koala bear research. Maybe I'll research it.
Can do my medical
You guys are really
research and surgery. Go find
historical research, perhaps.
The rest of this bit. So for the rest of what I'm doing, I need to make sure I have the top-notch information
that I
find on the internet.
Is research? You've never researched any. Why is this such a big deal?
Choose Alta Vista, Lycos, WebCrawler.
You're blowing it out of proportion.
Google, Bing. I'm going to find all of the music that's ever been.
Can
recorded
I tell the story?
Because I'm the king of the internet. I understand all technology.
I never said
no
I was king of the internet.
No music person has ever understood
I'm
more
king of the
about
internet.
Start up again. Nobody is agreeing.
I am the pinnacle of
nobody's agreeing with you guys listening. Nobody
Look
thinks I deserve this.
I am
my presentation.
I'm sorry I said it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for exaggerating. I'm sorry for bragging. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Please don't judge me by the words. Moment of my
I'm
life.
A useful presenter.
I'm saying I'm sorry.
I'm the smartest and best
I'm
person.
Saying I'm
school you on music and all things related to it. And that's why I'm
you're not listening. I'm saying that I was wrong. I'm better than that.
Oh,
no, not in
I'm
that
even
way.
Better than what I said
no,
before.
I meant
when
that
I said that I knew how to find
you guys,
access to all the information
ooh,
humans have ever
now I feel like I got in another hole.
Anybody ever
no, I meant my conduct should be better than that.
I can find
my conduct should be better than that.
I can choose the appropriate dimensions.
Every fucking one of you dumber than the next. I'm tired of being nice.
Person ever on the planet.
First I have an overview.
I'm not
going to
interrupt anyone. I'm not
going to
interrupt. You guys go.
MP3, and then I'll do a research hypothesis. Wait. And then I'll
I never
define
the word
a research problem.
I never use the word hypothesis.
What the bit rate is.
No, I never said hypothesis.
First I'll formulate a question.
I never said formula. I didn't even use the word. Hey, Jake. Hey, Jake, I never said I used the word formula. You're making shit up.
Maybe I'll predict what's the proper way to operationalize the
music.
This is the biggest.
With any kind of rhythmic sense
maybe
to it,
maybe I'll take some measurements.
I'm aware of that because I'm Todd Glass.
Wait, stop! Stop! I'm being serious. Stop! 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 Is this all? Just fucking let me get this out. Are you shitting me? Is this all because I said that I did a little research?
Oh,
you son of a! Look at me!
Let me polish off my spectacles once again and do some more research and look into things and find out about.
Oh my God!
Oh, you think you're smart? You're no Tall Glass. Tall Glass is smarter than you.
You don't think you guys
he
are
knows
being...
about music and
empirical evidence?
And how
what's
to
the
discern what is
you guys are being
what
absurd.
Generalization.
Oh, no, you can't treat me like this.
Don't tell me where to find
what is wrong
them.
With you guys?
I'm
the king of all collective
Ooh.
Human knowledge because my name.
Opinion-based research methods. I perhaps
shut
that
up.
I am the
shut
greatest
up.
Person in the
shut
world.
Up. Shut the fuck up. You guys are totally making me look like the bully. You're the bullies. I'm fucking leaving.
Oh, he's
I'm the bigger
leave.
Man.
Look at me. I'm taking
guy.
The high road.
Oh. Yeah, I will leave, but stop doing this.
I don't need
what can I do to make you stop?
Look at how much more mature I am because instead of waiting,
I'll go home and perhaps
retrieve myself from the situation.
Guys,
I'm going
to
walk away and then research more.
You have to fucking listen. I'm human. I made a mistake.
Oh, he made a mistake.
Look, now you're just not even making any sense.
When I am incorrect, I'm better than you because I'm a bigger man and I'm able to admit
to
that I made a mistake.
And be
right, don't you wish you were suing
all right, I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I did it.
Not that well.
I'm glad. I was trying to show off, you idiots. You're right. You caught me. You caught
Ooh,
me.
We caught you.
No, now you're just making a mockery
Ooh,
of me.
I can admit when I'm wrong.
I've been caught. You want to put the handcuffs on
right
me? I'm Todd Glass. Oh,
song.
Take me away and lock me up for a very long time. I'm Todd Glass. Look at me. I've been a bad boy.
I give you guys an A++. Wow. That's how you're listening to the Todd Glass Show. You know everything's going to be all right. Even when we're yelling and screaming. You know, if you haven't had the new Camel cigarettes, I'll tell you what, you... God damn it. They'll fucking make you nauseous. No, no, no. I didn't want to even fake do a bit about... The joke was that, like, after all my talk about not doing cigarettes, cut to that. Oh, man. Breathe in health and blow out problems. Todd Glass for Camel cigarettes. Just totally making horrible shit up. But anyway, God damn it.
Can I play another Mitch Hedberg?
Of course.
It might not work right away.
I don't give a shit. I'm easy to breathe.
But I think
I don't have the energy.
But I think it will eventually.
Okay.
I fucking hate arrows, man. They try to tell me which direction to go. It is like, fuck you, I ain't going that way. Line with 2/3 of a triangle on the end.
That was it. Thanks, guys.
I'll take, you can play as many as you want. I love those. You know my favorite thing about is how much he liked me. What?
I'm against picketing, but I don't know how to show it.
Listerine hurts. Man, when I put Listerine in my mouth, I am fucking angry. Germs do not go quietly. This is a demo.
I haven't slept for 10 days, because that would be entirely too long. I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to, too. Anyway. I'll tell you, it's all right. You know, my wife's into Brady. The hey.
Whoa.
Wait,
What?
Can I do it, Rodney?
Yes. Can you do the drum?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. By the way, for some reason, all that microphone noise wasn't bothering me because it seemed soft.
Your mom's soft. I didn't mean it.
That's disrespectful. My mom listens to the show.
I'll tell you what. I was so poor.
I'll tell you what. I was so poor growing up, I used to go to orgies just for the grapes.
It's the best Rodney joke ever, right?
God damn it.
Operator, you're on the air. Yes, go ahead. You're on the air live. Our guest is, we'll take some calls. Andy Wood is our guest, ladies
Hello.
And gentlemen. And no, you're Andy Wood.
Hello.
Hi. That was good. You got right into it. You go, hello. I go, you're Andy Wood. Oh,
hey,
hello.
Hey, how's it going?
That's your normal voice. Now do a character.
Hello.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, three voices. New York, British, and Southern.
Okay, hold on. I got it. Is everyone comfortable?
I want to hear your British.
Hello, hello.
That's not that.
Okay. Not going to hire him for a movie. Not going to hire. We have a British man in the room. I don't understand different. I think we should just stop
cultures.
I think we should stop with all cultures and just let everyone, like, everything's the same everywhere. Be nice to everybody. Not in a mean way. No, I guess that's what's cool about going other places. You know, sometimes even when you're being silly, you have to clarify because I'm afraid there's somebody who went, well, is Todd serious about that? And then even as I say it, first I thought it was a good idea. I thought, you know, if we just all. No, we can all not judge everyone and not care, but there's a reason different foods are made in different cultures. I get it. Well, what happened? I just remember, like, I was telling the joke about the whether it was good or not, if we should all be the same. You know, we should all be the same. Maybe it's not a good idea. Actually, I was thinking about it. You know what? I thought I'd say it, but then I realized that probably we should all be different. You know, we shouldn't, like, that's why there's different cultures and there's different... There's different things everywhere. That's what I remember saying that, if I remember back to remembering. Oh, you know what?
If I remember back, I think what I was talking about. Right, that I'm tired of trying to save a bit that I could have stopped. What's wrong with me? Am I sick? That bit was nowhere. All right. Are there any suggestions? Hey, by the way, the Slam Dunk Podcast. Thank
Slam
you,
Dunk Aristotle. Podcast.
Slam Dunk Podcast is a great podcast, and Duncan Carey, friend of the show, has a Slam Dunk Podcast. Now, I want to set this up, even though Duncan is probably going to go, you're oversetting it up. I'll decide what I do, Duncan. Why don't you come through your earphones and try to do something? Huh? Oh, back. Oh, why don't you do something? Because you got the earphones in your ears, and you're sitting somewhere, and you're like, hey, I'm right, Todd. You do overset it up. No, yeah, really? See a videotape of your fans listening to it and then mine after my description of what's going on. Huh. Okay, so here's what I think is going on. So they're there. They're doing it in the elevator, and he starts doing his podcast, which is called the
Slam Dunk
Podcast. They're very funny. You should listen to them because it's all – I don't think it hurts. It's all hype and no podcast. It's all like, thanks for following us, our Twitter. And then these little short interviews that are just so unnecessary. It's just great. They're short too. You know, they're short. It's like if you were like a cartoon, but it's a podcast. You can go in and get some, you know, a quick little one every day or whenever he drops them. You should drop them more, Duncan. I'll talk about it off the podcast. Very unprofessional. And so they're in the elevator, and Duncan's doing his podcast live from, you know, from Podfest. And then Jake starts doing his podcast, and then
Robbie
Kirkhoff. They're all in the elevator. Hey, you're on my podcast. No, I'm on a. Hey, this is my podcast, and they're all trying to own the territory. It's hard to listen through, but once you know what you're listening through, that they were all doing it was great because they're doing this bit for themselves. And the great thing about it is, I think this is worth the setup. I hope that Jake also has a version of it on his actual phone because he really was in there recording a podcast. So, but we have the version from Duncan. So in the background, you hear
Robbie and Jake.
But on Jake's, he's in the front round, and you hear the other two. So they're all three different, but we have the one from Duncan.
Okay. Here we go.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. This is season 3 of Slam Dunk Podcast. Live from the LA Podfest. It's a very festive.
What is this?
Welcome. No, not yet. Not yet. Season three. Slam Dunk Podcast. Hi. Sorry. Reset. Hi, everyone. Welcome to season 3 Slam Dunk Podcast with me, your host, Duncan. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I just wanted to say it's been great getting all the Facebook support, all the Twitter support.
Joining us on the podcast too.
A lot of podcasting going on.
Hear
right
Robbie
now.
Doing his podcast.
I have a guest. I have Robbie Kirkhoff, Jake Adams, and Elise
Duncan,
Upperman.
We got Duncan, Alicia, and Jake, and we're all.
Say hi, everyone. Hi guys. Hi guests.
Hey, we're all having a podcast.
So,
Duncan, how does it feel to be on my first guest as my brand new podcast?
Well, first I wanted to welcome you to Slam Dunk Season 3. Thank you for having me on episode 1. I just really like the episode. It looks like, as you guys can hear, there's a lot of podcasting going on. But you know what? At the end of the day, this is what this event is about, is making sure content gets out there and you guys get to hear all of the great content from Slam Dunk and the LA Podfest. So if you guys want to keep supporting this podcast, please visit our website using Amazon.
Support what?
If you just click through there, all of your Amazon purchases will go towards Slam Dunk
link for my website.
Yeah, if you go to Slam Dunk,
Robbie K1, go to the
Robbie K Amazon link through the Duncan podcast link.
Oh, here we go.
Can I do my plugs? Can you please check out Slam Dunk the podcast on Twitter? All right, thanks everyone for listening. I really look forward to next episode. That's this week's episode.
See you next time.
Oh my god. This is one he did with me. It's a lot shorter. At my house. I think it is, right?
Yeah, 1 sec.
There's just, I love anything that's all like, you know, that's all fluff and there's no meat to any show, but it's all like, plug this. Follow me on that.
Go ahead. 1, 2, 3.
It needs the build up. You're listening to Slam Dunk Podcast. Here's the show.
Hey guys. Welcome to Season 3 Slam Dunk the Podcast. This is Episode 2. Just wanted to first say thanks, everyone, for listening to our season premiere episode live from LA Podfest. It was a really fun show to do. Saw some really great podcasters, and we just had a great time. And thank you again for all of your support throughout these past couple years here at the Slam Dunk Podcast. Today we have a very, very exciting episode. We have special guest, longtime fan of the show. He's been a comedian for a lot of years, and he's best known. Sorry, I'm a bit nervous. He's best known for... He's recently opened for Louis C.K. and Jim Gaffigan. Ladies and gentlemen, Todd Glass. Hi, Todd. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Thanks again for appearing on the show. So as I mentioned, you opened for Louis C.K. and Jim Gaffigan.
What was that?
Well, that's all the time we have here on the Slam Dunk Podcast.
What?
Thanks for listening. If you want to support the podcast, please, again, visit our Amazon portal link. It's on the website. Again, if you just click that link, anything you buy on Amazon, like, we get a small portion, it gets kicked back to us, and we're working on, well, I think...
What? Oh, my God. Duncan got us kicked off the air. Nerdist.com. I don't want to make you jealous, but I know what we're going to close the show with. We're going in for the close now. 3-hour show. When I say for the close, it takes us about 25, 30 minutes. I like to get everybody settled at their house, wherever they might be, maybe in their car. Maybe they need a little, they need their face mushed. Do you want to call somebody on the phone and be nice to them? You know someone you want to call and say, you know what, you don't have to. You might be uncomfortable.
Somebody that I've wronged or just someone
no,
that I want
to No, it doesn't have to be like that.
I would make it juicy. make it a little bit.
Somebody I appreciate.
No, not juicy. What type of bit do you think this is? Juicy. It's supposed to be heartwarming. How dare you take my heartwarming bit and try to make it juicy. Call some girl and ask her if you can get naked in the air. Juicy. Not going to be juicy. Who are you calling? Is you making this juicy? Are you giving Jake his juicy thing he wants?
No.
Are you giving Jake his juicy thing?
Is you making this juicy?
Hey, by the way. Be nice. It better be real.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, dude.
Hey, it's Andy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm here at Todd Glass's studio. I'm on the Todd Glass Show, the podcast, Nerdist Network.
Oh, nice. Cause you didn't
expect it. Yeah, you're on the air right now.
Oh, cool. Hey, guys, how's it going? Nice cause you didn't
expect it. Good. Ah, look how funny he is. I knew it. Everybody, he looks, sounds like he's having a good time. Woo!
Josh,
come on, look at him.
Get that dick over here.
All right.
I don't like this bit. I feel like we're a bad morning show calling somebody. The whole concept of this was to call him to say something nice. Let's go back to that.
Okay. Nice calls you didn't expect to get. So, Josh, I just wanted to let you know that you're appreciated as a friend of mine, and I like that that you're like a guy when I suggest something, when I'm like, hey, you know, I got no plans today, who wants to come, just hang out in the backyard, you'll come by. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm that guy.
Right. So I just want, you know, I want to make sure you know you're appreciated, and... Nice cause you did. I just, you know, I don't want to be all, you know, it sounds kind of like silly, but I just want to, you know, one adult to another, just say that you're appreciated and that you're a good friend, you know? Nice cause you
didn't expect to get. That's not silly. Thanks for saying that.
Yeah.
See, I'm like fucking Dr. Phil. Nice cause you didn't. Nobody fucking recognizes it. No, this is the type of good shows I do, and I'm sick and fucking tired of it. Look what I just did, because I fucking give a shit. God damn it. I should edit all of this out. Thank you, by the way. I didn't like where this bit took a curve. Like, I thought it was funny to aggressively, like, when you have a nice moment, which it was a nice moment. I like any moments like that. And then you make it like, I fucking told you. I'm scared and lost.
I thought you were going to fucking... What's that, Josh?
Like, you just do away with every good thing you just said.
Right, exactly. Oh, at least he gets it. You know what? I wish you were here and nobody else was. He made me feel good by re-explaining that the bit and what I meant. You guys stood there looking at me like I was a pile of shit, making me feel horrible.
Wait, were you worried?
Now I know why you like him as a friend. Because this guy doesn't even, you know, we're not best friends. He came in, he made me feel good about it. You guys were sitting there, yeah, Todd, you're just yelling like a mean person.
Wait, did you stop your bit because you thought Josh would be offended if you actually went where you wanted to go?
Yeah.
You did.
I did. I thought it sounded mean. I thought, you know what I didn't want to make it sound like? But I'm happy. See, I have this theory. As long as you say where you're at, you can never go wrong. But if you try to pretend you're somewhere where you're not, then you're just going to go forward, but not with a clear head. So I did. I was afraid that I like those moments. I really do. But then when we were doing it, I thought, oh, is this uncomfortable or is this not? So I tried to. But I like when we've done it on the show before. We did it with his grandmother. Maybe it was a little easier with his grandmother because she was like, oh, Jacobs, you're so nice.
And then you didn't make fun of his grandmother at all?
No, we didn't at all. No, we didn't make fun of her. Imagine if we did. We're like, hello, my back's got arthritic pain. Anyway.
I don't know where this goes now.
Well, Andy wanted to tell you he is healthy and everything, and he's fine. I don't want to end the bit negatively. The
test came back, yeah.
The test came back, and he's fine.
I'll get you your towel back soon, Josh.
All right, sounds good, man.
All right.
Bye.
Have a good night.
Have a good one.
Bye. Thank God he called. Nice calls you didn't expect to get. Nice calls you didn't expect to get. Well, let's play it again because we get our money's worth. Drop that on there, Aristotle. Now everyone's going to know if you did it or not. Five times during that interview, you stop what he's saying. Nice calls you didn't expect. And I want you to make that piece heartwarming. Like, take it out. I want you to produce that piece. By the way, I'm half kidding. Yes, just drop in.
Happen?
But imagine, no, because now they'll know it happened because they already heard it. So everyone's now getting to the point they're like, oh, he
so
did
this stays in.
And then he's going to go back and he's going to put it in like five times.
Can I talk about what I was seeing and what I was hoping was going to happen? Because you were doing the chicken arms and I was waiting for you to make fun of the call and I was like, do it. Yes.
Can I tell you why I didn't? Because, oh, so people at home know, well, anybody listening, I don't know where they're at. They might not be home. They could be, you know, on a skateboard. I picture the fans very young. No, there's 20-year-olds, there's 50-year-olds, there's 70-year-olds, there's 80-year-olds, there's 90-year-olds. We even have 180, and I swear, why would I lie? 185-year-old woman listens to the show when she does aerobics in the morning and plays with the show.
She's an early adopter. She's a technology.
What was that last part?
No, I didn't say it. What are you talking about?
Well, it just seems like...
I don't know what you're talking about.
The lady that's in the gym, she was working out.
Oh, she plays with herself.
What did she do with herself?
Plays with herself. She's 185, she plays with herself. All right, listen. No, come on, don't try to be rude. So anyway,
Josh.
Yeah, Josh. I didn't want to do
Josh Cheney, great comic from Chicago. Chicago, LA-based, Chicago originally. Josh Cheney, hilarious. Yeah. Anyway.
You know what? I think I realized why I got nervous. But first, let me be clean with my thoughts. So Josh, while he was leaving, while he said those nice things, I looked at everybody with the making to go, bark, bark, like we made you do something heartwarming. And I didn't want to take it there. That's why I didn't do it. So you saw me getting ready to do it. But then I made a quick decision like, no, I don't want to do that. And I'll tell you why. I forgot. But I'm being totally serious right now. In the beginning of doing this, I think you have to do this. And we did it last time. And then the person's braced because you don't want to make someone feel awkward. Like, is this a joke? Are they afraid? And the way you prevent that. But that's okay. This is great, too, because he ended up. But here, you'll understand what I mean in a second.
I think I know where you're going.
I think last time we said something like, hey, by the way, we do a segment on the show where you, and we had the person write in the afternoon. I asked them, and they wrote like a quarter page and then read it. So when they called the person, they go, it's not a funny bit. I'm being honest with you. It's just a thing where somebody calls somebody. It's sort of one of those things you never really tell a good friend.
Yeah.
And then when the person knows because it's delivered properly, it's serious and I know how to react, as opposed to being like, oh, thanks. And then you're like, ah, we got you. I was afraid it was coming off that way. And I didn't
like
want
he
it
was
to.
Gonna be the butt of the joke, right.
Yeah, like yeah, and I didn't want that. I didn't want that because I think he knew you were serious, and you were serious, yeah. And I didn't want to, unless he's in the room where he can see our facial expressions, I didn't want him at home. There's a lot lost in translation to think at any point during a bit he was like, he was the butt of the joke. And he wasn't. I'm so fucking tired of talking about this guy. Now, what is his name again?
Josh Cheney. Very Josh funny Cheney. Comic Josh
And by the way, to George Cheney. Carlin, and that's my safe Spelled word, he did defend, he got my point. It erased when you go, ah, I fucking, it erases all the kindness.
Yeah.
He got it. Well, you guys don't, but no one gets my comedy. I'm more, they say smarter for smarter people are.
Mm-hmm. That's what they say.
No, they say my show, there was an ad in a British magazine that my show is more for a highbrow. This is true.
I will fuck you in the morning, fuck you late at night, fuck you while the moon or the sun is shining bright. I wanna fuck you.
If you don't have a party and yes. dance to this, then you have no reason for being alive. You. Imagine people jumping around your house.
I wanna fuck you, baby.
And everyone acts like they're fucking everybody. Girls and guys, keep it clean.
I will fuck you at the backseat of my newest car. I will fuck you in a
consensual, consensual.
I wanna fuck you.
Oh, I like it.
I wanna fuck you. I wanna fuck you, baby.
This is our musical guest tonight. What if on my late night show in the late night arena, this is my headlining act. People are watching the radio. They're picturing a guy in front of like 100 people with a red curtain behind him and a piano player, and he's in a tuxedo. And this is our fucking musical guest. It's whatever you picture it. Everyone in the audience is wearing suits, and this guy's.
I will fuck you in the kitchen, fuck you in the room, fuck you as you like it, as quick and hard as good. I wanna fuck you.
We hope you enjoyed our musical guest tonight. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. Taking you until 2 in the morning tonight. Because fuck it, we're in the mood.
Late Night Arena.
Yes.
We plowed past that. Everyone always thought, how about in our show, we do whatever we want. We want to turn up the music. We're not like these other shows. Late at night, what if you're watching a show and at 12:30? They went, all these other shows, we can't have something past 12:30. No, we got 3 and I'm fucking going to continue till tomorrow. I know you can't. I'm not crazy. I don't want people that might listen to the show that might, you know, like, even if there was 1% chance that, like, someone from Comedy Central think, Todd's a lunatic. He thinks he could have an 8-hour show. No, but I do.
It's close. I'm sorry, babe.
No, I could do an hour. Maybe a half. You know what? 22 minutes is nice with the commercials. You don't got to do. I'd rather not have a show. Just give me some better road money and I won't bother anybody. You know, of all the industries that thought I was funny, like Comedy Central, maybe there's some people over there that go, you get to the point where there's a lot of people, I feel worse when they don't buy something because I know they like me. It's just the vehicle you're offering them, they don't see it. Is it frustrating sometimes? Yeah, but that's their job. I do get it. That's why I'm sane. You want things to sell, but when I see them out, I go out of my way to say, like, hey, I don't care. But so my point is that if they were, all the people like that, that were like, yeah, like Todd, we just don't know the vehicle for him. If you all chip in and give me like a million, I'll just hang out at the Improv.
Fuck you.
I won't come in and pitch shows to you anymore. Just give me some money.
Oh, it's closed.
As long as I can do my stand-up.
I will fuck you at the backseat of my newest car. I will fuck you in a toilet of a well-distinguished bar. I wanna fuck you.
Oh. I wanna hit you. I wanna hit the little booty in the hill. All right, I sang for you. Now shut the fuck up. All right, listen, we're going to go into
the Swedish. What is that? What is that?
The hood and the beard and looted and the blurred and
curtain. That person.
I don't know, but that song, do you think, I know, that's a joke. I guarantee you that's a British or something. What accent
no,
is that?
No, I think that's the genuine accent to the person who's singing it.
Yeah, but he's not seriously singing that song. Like, that's not, oh, how do I explain it? That my, I want to fuck
you. You think this person speaks English as a first language?
No.
Okay.
But I think they're not, look, how do you say, it's like weird to say no, they're serious or they're not serious. Well, either way, it's not that serious. Yeah. I want the fuck you in the D. I want the fuck you in the D. I mean, it's being sang. By the way, when something is said to be being sung ironically, that still doesn't mean it's good. It's just it's you do it ironically and you do pull it off and it's brilliant, or you do it ironically and you're like, nah. I have to say, and I hope I'm right, something can be very silly in satire, but there's something about it that I fucking like.
Yeah.
Like, it's so absurd. Am I wrong?
Oh, no, I'm not saying I don't love it. I love it. I just want to know what the full story behind it is also. I still love it.
You want to hear it again?
I kind of want to hear it again.
All right, okay. You got to go? I will fuck you in the morning. Let me play it one more time for you before you go. I'll put you in a good mood. We got to, well, I think we're
Yes, I wanna fuck you.
All right, we're gonna let Keith out of here. Come back, and we have our closing thing. It's a surprise for everybody. You're gonna miss it.
I will fuck you at the backseat of my newest car. I will fuck you.
He said, "Fuck you at the backseat." He doesn't even know the right.
Well, that's in bad taste. We'll be back. I don't like that. Just cut that off. Don't be ridiculous. Oh, you can play it out a little, I guess.
I will fuck you in the morning.
All
fuck
right.
You late at night. Fuck you while the moon or the sun is shining bright.
Up in the morning, I will do 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 do. I will do 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 do. I will up 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 up. Wow. Relax, everybody. I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
All right, I'll get straight to the point. I found marijuana in the house.
Shut up.
While I never thought of myself as the type of father who'd have to drug test his kids, I'm willing to do just that if that's what it takes to find out who brought a joint into this house.
Who did? Who brought a joint in? Who brought it?
Dad, Lucy found something too.
What did Lucy find?
Dad, I found a joint in Mom's dresser drawer.
Wow.
I was just looking for a scarf. Because I needed something else to go with my outfit. Where are you?
Scarf. Sounds a little suspicious.
Then I stumbled on the joint. Mary and I didn't know what to think. I mean, it's really
pause
none
it for
of
a second.
Business.
You know who I feel most bad for? This little kid. Yeah. He looks up to his brother. This is the people that buy this and they stop get off drugs. This little kid looks up to his brother. You can hear it in his voice. He's very disappointed.
I don't want to.
Don't finish that sentence. I assume that you're referring to this joint.
Wow.
Same joint I found by the
this
front
joint,
door.
This little joint found.
Same joint your mother then put into her dresser drawer.
Oh.
Oops.
Real cover up there, huh?
Yep.
What a relief. I mean, it's not like we thought the mom was a stoner or anything. But... Wait a minute. Then whose joint is it?
That's the little kid. Close up to the older brother. Closer. Closer.
It's mine.
All right, I smoke a little pot. You don't have to be so disappointed.
Gotta be kidding.
Gotta be
Simon. Man, I can't believe you.
Simon, wait.
You don't have life troubles yet. You don't need a joint once in a while. You little fuck. You're in second grade. You're going to judge me? You wait until you're 18 like me and dealing with life's troubles. What kind of shit you think you're trying to pull?
It's time for some answers. It's not enough that you're smoking dope. You have to bring it into our house.
Where I'm looking, where I'm might get arrested for pornographic things that I've done or something this guy did.
For a second, it might have occurred to you that the look that you just saw on Simon's face is the look of a kid who's just lost all respect for his older brother.
Harry, is this why you've never held down a job?
A lot of skill to do, just a lighter and a complete lack of self-respect.
It's not why!
I'm not finished! Just let me know one thing. Please tell me. It'll help me sleep better. Tell me that you wanted to get caught, because you couldn't possibly think that we'd be so stupid that we wouldn't find out. Or better yet, please explain to us how anyone could be so stupid as to do drugs in the first place.
I don't know, Dad. Why don't you ask Mom? Maybe she can explain it to you.
Don't you dare bring your mother into this. Apologize right now.
Oh.
You're not going anywhere. I'm not staying here.
Guess who's out on there?
Walk out that door!
He said, yeah, I'm not staying here.
Damn it.
So I wanted to tell you about... It sounds like the guy off to get the onion rings. I'm sorry, John. We didn't get to the onion rings bit, but I didn't forget you, you son of a bitch.
I meant that affectionately. So anyway, the video. Remember I said back before, and you don't, because we're going in for the close. I have our last thing. I don't want you to feel like you have to. It's going to be tempting, but to George Carlin, you don't have to do this bit. But when I said I did research.
Can use the internet free of charge
because Uncle Sam has subsidized his access to library technology.
I don't know how you guys have the energy.
Look at me. I don't pay for broadband at home.
All right, I won't tell about it.
Yes,
there's nothing.
Research. Look at my highfalutin knowledge of things I look up online. Look at this.
Now you're just making chicken sounds. You know, if you want to make chicken sounds, we can close the show that way.
Wait,
you just go
honestly, if this show ends and you don't tell us what you researched.
Oh, do you want me to tell you?
Fuck you if you don't.
Okay. Okay, so I will tell you. But it's sort of, you know why I didn't mind?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's it to you, mister? Okay, but it's somber. It's somber. But it's heartwarming also. I don't know. It melts your heart. So Okay, I did this thing to find
this thing. What did you do?
What kind of
thing? No, you're not going
to
trick
what's
me.
What's the thing you did
I was
to find?
No, please. Come on, I really have to close the show.
How'd you find the song?
I just came upon it.
Okay, that's fair. Okay.
At least you're fair. Jake's looking. He'll cheat. Jake's a cheater. He'll go, oh, you came upon it. He thinks, well, technically you could have done that. But
what does
I
that mean, came upon it?
It means you were just flipping and turning and moving, and you were maybe the target, and the TV was on, and, oh, what's this here? I can't help that. That's not because I was at a Target, and they had some of their big screen TVs on, and I happened to see this, and it was Pharrell. And he brought a kid up from the audience who was from the Make-A-Wish Foundation, most likely. And he had, you could tell he had like some sort of cerebral palsy. And he walked on the stage and fucking, of course, the crowd went nuts. And he was just, you know, keeping a beat and just fucking loving the song. And like Pharrell's giving him a lot of attention. It's like a, you know, when they do that, that's really cool. Because you know what? That fucking gives kids a fucking burst of fucking, and you know, they get to, those things really mean a lot to those kids. It's like, he was in front of 10,000 people like in, fucking getting treated like a stud. Pharrell was treating him right, not disrespectfully treating him just like, you know, his name was Brandon. I hope. Brandon? He goes, just meet my friend. His friend comes out. All these other kids, they came out, they were all dancing. So that's that. I'm glad that's how we're going to end the show. Well, you thought you were, what were you doing at the end of the burk, burk? Burk, burk, burk. You want to end the show like chickens? Burk. I don't care. I'll do whatever. Bark, bark. I'll end like that. I'm not afraid. What is this? It's a double episode. Just Andy. Good night, everybody. Andy, I'll let you have the last word with reverb. That's it. That's our show. You sold it. We're You're done. Is it off now? You're still playing? We're so glad you stopped by. We hope you like our show. We did bits and little things and then we said ho, 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 ho. We never worry when we write our songs if they rhyme. We're not like those other people who think their songs have to rhyme. Our songs don't rhyme. We never care if they do. We don't even care if they fit in with the music. We don't inhibit ourselves by making us only. Oh, shit. I don't know if this is what we should close with. Wow. I guess I'm not even joking. I guess we can close with this.
I will fuck you in the morning, fuck you late at night, fuck you while the moon or the sun is shining bright. I wanna fuck you, yes.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.